kids would know that and be able to, but then there was a period of time when people didn't have fireplaces.
Right, and especially, you know, people in the northern states where they use this more than they do here.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But some of these things about you probably will know now. The shelf up above a fireplace where people might put a clock or something like that.
Oh, I do know, and I just can't think of the name of it right now, but I do know.
You might call it mantle.
Mantle is what I would call it.
Okay. Now, this is so easy. A big piece of wood that you'd burn in a fireplace.
A log.
Now, little pieces of wood that you might use to start a fire with.
Would you call them a chip?
A chip. Or how about kindling? Do you know that?
Yeah, well, maybe you would say kindling.
Now, the black stuff that forms on the inside of a... Well, that could be a stove, too, that you'd have to clean out.
Soot.
And how about the, after you burn some wood, the stuff that's left?
Ashes.
And, these things that we're sitting in, this would be called a...
Chair.
Now, like a long, like that over there, what do you call that?
Couch.
You call that a couch. Now,
yes.
Any other names you would ever use for a piece of furniture like that?
No.
Just couch. You'd always have called it couch. How about your mother? Does she call it
a couch? We always had more than furniture.
Yeah, you must have. Yeah. Now, in the bedroom, there's a piece of furniture that has drawers in it to put.
Chester.
Right. How about if it's got a mirror over it?
Dresser.
Okay. Now, there are things that hang down at the window that you might pull down to keep the light out.
Shade.
And a little kind of a built-in room to hang your clothes up in.
Closet.
And a long time ago, when people didn't have closets, they used to have a big piece of furniture that they used instead to hang things in.
Wardrobe and shift robe.
Yeah, you know those.
Yes.
Yeah. At the top of a house, the area between the ceiling and the roof would be called the...
Attic.
Right. A little room off from the kitchen where people might store extra dishes or canned goods, probably, maybe.
Well, we always call that a storage room.
Mm-hmm. How about a place just to store say, old furniture, maybe, or something that you might have?
Well, sometimes, you know, would it be an attic or a utility room? Utility room.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about just like a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away, you'd say that was just old...
I'd say junk.
Junk, right. See, they're so easy that you can't believe them. If you were talking about like the daily housework that you have to do, you'd say that every day, in reference to what, say, your mother would have to do to get the house ready for company, she'd have to...
Clean,
right. What would you say that you would use to sweep the floor with?
Broom.
And we were talking about with the scrub boards and everything that they'd have to do.
Right.
How did they, when they did it like that, how did they get the wrinkles out?
Well, they would use an iron to press the wrinkles out.
Yeah, they did, and they had electric...
I can recall at the time that my mother would put an iron on top of the stove.
Yeah.
And they would heat the iron on top of the stove. Mm-hmm. But this was just for, I should say, I can recall about 10 years of this. Okay, that's a sour looking house.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's
sour looking.
No, it's not.
But I hope
Look
you can see how it
lines.
Enters
yeah.
in there.
You enter here, mm-hmm. and here's the living room, mm-hmm. and then everything, these are off to the right,
uh-huh.
the kitchen and dining room, and then and then four bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. They were all together.
And they were all together. Yeah, I think it's straight. You're the first person I've ever seen.
I didn't show the bathroom, but at first when the house was first built, we had a toilet, and it was on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
then afterwards, I think I told you that my father had this bathroom built on the house, and we still had to use the toilet as long as we was in that house.